Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Puppies will play bite more when they are in a heightened state of arousal. Play biting is such a problem with some puppies that customers call me in emergencies to help fix this because the puppy is biting too hard on the kids and other family members. Why do puppies play bite? One way puppies can explore the world and learn about things is with their mouth. They pick up everything from the ground and bite stuff because they have no other way to explore physical objects and learn about them. They do not have hands and thumbs as we do, so they can't explore things that way. Puppies will also play bite because they are in a heightened state of arousal. To them, it's fun. One way to help control this is not to overstimulate your puppy while your hands are in its face. Tire them out with exercise and mental stimulation first, and then try again. It's tough for puppies to do anything bad when they are mentally tired. In addition, puppies that are 8 to 12 weeks old don't know any better. They can't control their bite. When the puppy is with their litter mates, they start playing with each other and learn from the other puppies how hard they should be biting when playing. The other puppy's sound when they are bitten too hard is a high-pitched yelp to let the sibling know they are hurting them. When you get your puppy, you must continue teaching bite inhibition because the puppy hasn't learned enough control of its jaw, and its little razor-sharp teeth can cause a lot of damage. What you can do to stop play biting. I'll give you a method to control puppy biting right now. It's a method I often use with similar behavior problems called correct it and redirect it. When the puppy's teeth start to touch any part of your skin, hands, arms, or face, use the sound ah-ah very quickly and firmly. You're going to interrupt the puppy's train of thought, and then you're going to redirect the puppy to choose something to bite instead of you. The redirect object can be a toy, bully stick, bone, or whatever your puppy loves to chew. You have to do this very quickly. You can't do the uh-uh and then give something else to chew 3 minutes later. Do it right away. I got Dixie when she was 10 weeks old, and she started to play bite me. I instantly prevented her from associating that behavior was allowed. The first time her teeth touched my hands or fingers, I immediately corrected it. I never allowed her to associate that play biting was acceptable. What most owners do, which doesn't work, because the play biting is being reinforced, is saying the commands no, stop, or off while adding the puppy's name. It sounds like this: Dixie, no, stop, down, leave me alone. Somebody, hey, somebody come and take this dog. Bring her over there. Do something with her. She's biting me too hard. That's not good because all of that vocalization overstimulates the puppy, and they get more excited and bite harder. Important tips about puppy play biting. The second the puppy's teeth touch the skin on your hand or arm, use the sound uh-uh to interrupt the action and thought pattern. Redirect the puppy to bite on something else, such as a toy. Mark the good behavior of not biting with a yes. Reward the behavior you want with a treat immediately after the yes marker. When the puppy continues the good behavior, say, good girl or good boy, and give them another treat. Don't overuse vocalization when the puppy is overstimulated and excited. Do everything possible to prevent the puppy from getting into a high state of arousal when your hands are near their mouth, to help eliminate the possibility of play biting. Please do not play with your new puppy on the floor or sofa until they learn the play biting rules and have good bite inhibition. Make sure that the puppy is not over-aroused in the house. I recommend the home to be like a yoga studio or library, very calm and quiet for them to relax. Then, you can allow them to play outside in the park, daycare, or similar places. An alternative method. I recently started using a new method to stop play biting that I want you to try. This method teaches your puppy to kiss instead of bite or use their tongue instead of their teeth. When your hand approaches the puppy's face, say kiss, and when they lick your hand, mark the behavior with a yes and give them a food reward. You want to repeat this process and practice daily for several weeks to reinforce the behavior. My clients have had great success with this method, providing you don't mind your puppy licking your hand a lot because since you are reinforcing the licking, they will continue to do that more often. I think it's way better than play biting, but I will let you decide which method is best for you and your new puppy. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.